Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 88 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I'm looking for jobs, and I found this one. It said it's got some pretty sick pay. So I wonder how much it is, though.
How much money would it take for you to be, like, knee-deep in sewage?
In sewage?
In sewage.
Probably, like, at least 30 an hour.
Really? I make 30 an hour.
You make $30 an hour?
Pretty much. I make 29 an hour.
I mean, teaching kids and being knee deep in shit.
It's not a big difference.
It's kind of the same thing.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah, $30.
$30 is $30.
Yeah. I mean, as long as, because do I have to provide my own, like, protective equipment for, like,
No, you'd probably be covered.
Head to toe in shit?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, maybe like 25 then. This podcast is not sponsored by Screwball, but I would happily allow them to.
I've seen a cat and mouse show.
Tell me more.
I've seen a cat and mouse show. They made like the mouse like crawl across like a string as a wire, right? As a high line wire, and then they put like lit fire under him. But it was a far enough away, and he was like, trained
not,
to do it.
This is not Tom and Jerry.
No, this is a show I saw in person. Cat and mouse show.
Okay.
And then so they made the cats jump through hoops of fire.
I mean, if you could train a cat to do anything, I'll give you props. You know, even if you're abusing it. Because, like, they teach bears how to do shit and stuff. Like, you don't think that they're really, like, they don't train them. They just fucking beat them into submission.
Jesus. The cats in the cat and mouse show did often run away in the middle of the show because they wanted to go in the woods.
They wanted to escape. All I'm saying is you watched a circus show and it's fucked up, but it's fine. Because that's what a circus is.
I feel like there are no more circuses. There's just carnivals.
There's Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, but those are all people.
They're all people? Are you sure?
I think so.
Where's the line? If somebody becomes so deformed, are they no longer a human?
I could tell you about my secret project.
Your secret project?
I've got a secret project.
Why were you holding it back this whole time?
Because it's nerd shit.
Well, you know, nerd shit, we'll find a way to make fun of it.
You will. You will.
Not you though. This is my passion project. I really want you to take it seriously. Go ahead.
In my free time, sometimes I do a little writing.
Okay.
You know that nerdy ass game I played all the time in college? D&D, Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, I'm familiar to the extent that I know that nerds play it.
Right. Exactly.
So
I'm writing a campaign, which is like an adventure that other
Adventure
people
Time?
Can, it's like an adventure that other people can follow. I've not watched Adventure Time.
Neither have I. I know it's a show, though. I've seen it. No, I haven't, but I've seen that there's a difference between having heard of a show and actually seeing it. I've seen it with my eyes. I've heard of Seinfeld.
I watched House recently.
Yes, you did.
I did. I tell you about this.
Why do you insist on referring it to only the word house?
Because the show is called House MD because it's a parody of Sherlock Holmes. So his name is House. So it's funny.
That's hilarious. Even flow. Thoughts arrive like butterflies. While he don't know. So he chases them away.
Sorry for party rocking.
I need to, yeah. Maybe once I have more of the good brown stuff, good brown gravy, spray me with some olive oil.
And you don't want to go in the circus? You sure?
I think that would be pretty cool.
I think you would just stand on the stage. I think you would really fit in the circus.
Me? I do fit in a circus. Those are my brethren. Those are my people. I've finally found my people. I've never met them. I know they're at the circus, though.
Would you say you're a carny?
I'd say I'm pretty carnificent.
Not carnivorous?
Nope. I eat vegetables.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Yeah, I like corn too. They're pretty cool. I like fields. You drive and then you see the fields of them.
And then the children come out and they take you and they kill you.
Children of the corn.
Exactly.
Never seen it.
Me neither. I watch like the intro.
Did they know? So how do you know they die?
That's like the whole MO of the movie. It's like, oh, the kids are in the corn and then they kill the adults.
But you don't know that they're going to die. You've never seen it.
Do they die?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that I know that if they die, I've never seen them, but they never die.
Interpretive spin on Children of the Corn. What do you think?
I'm doing my own interpretive dance with words. Okay. I'm tap dancing.
I used to take tap.
Tabs of acid?
No, tap dancing.
neither have I. Actually, I did once, twice. Two of them.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me paralyzed.
Congratulations. I went fishing once where I was at the YMCA camp and they would give you a fishing wire, saltine cracker. No one ever caught anything.
You know that there's no fish in the pools at the YMCA.
It wasn't at the YMCA. It was at their camp.
It was in a concentration camp?
No.
What?
Have you never heard the concept of a summer camp? Sometimes parents have jobs and they don't want to deal with their kids, so they send them to summer camp because they can't send them to school because school's out.
For summer.
And sometimes they go to sleepaway camp. Sometimes they come back at the end of the day.
But I'm really mad that you have to work tomorrow because we should just drink the whole thing.
I have to go in. I have to teach children.
Yeah, you could do it hungover. You just watch a video.
What, like it's Mardi Gras? Like the day after Mardi Gras in New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure why it has to be that one specifically, but, you know, there's many other occasions that you get intoxicated for. Is Mardi Gras the only thing you get hungover from?
Pretty much the only thing most teachers get hungover from.
Man, I'm missing out on this, like, all teachers go to Mardi Gras thing.
Okay, listen, if you're a teacher in New Orleans and it's Mardi Gras, you're either showing up hungover the next day or you're not showing up.
I'm just confused as to why you're working on it, like why there's a school on a Sunday.
Oh, because my school is extracurricular. It's not an actual we're funded by the government.
It's kind of like summer camp.
It's not like summer camp. We do have summer camps.
But hear me out, okay? The parents go to the government and say, take my child and put him somewhere because I can't deal with him on the weekends. He needs to be out of the house more than 5 days a week. Twitter is the new live leak.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what your feed looks like, but my feed looks like AI tools, porn, and people getting shot.
I think you're following some very questionable people on Twitter. I had an argument about Chicken Little the other day.
Please, I need to know what the fuck that's about.
Someone was like, oh, that movie made no sense. Why did he play baseball? Hello, he hit like a ball and it crashed into the sky and like a sky panel came down. It was like a central plot point.
He single-handedly caused it with his fucking mighty baseballing. He hit the ball so good, he broke the game. You're not allowed to hit it that hard. Everyone knows. He hit the speed boost for his arms. He was on tee. He was teed up.
He was roid raging.
He was roid raging. Chicken Little, full of roids. Chicken, this is breaking news, okay? Chicken Little, when he hit that ball, he was roided up, okay? And we need to go back and retroactively stop him from doing that.
We need to drug test him.
We need to drug test Chicken Little.
And not like Sochi drug testing.
Not like what?
This the Russian Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Is that a town?
Yeah, it was where they held the Olympics in Russia.
When was this?
2016, I think.
I don't follow the Olympics.
There was a huge drug doping scandal. It might have not been 16, but they like would dope up their athletes, Russia, and then they would swap out their urine.
I'm still on Chicken Little.
Chicken Little, gotta test him. He needs to be tested.
He needs to be tested. Stopped. Chicken Little must be stopped.
I saw a play.
You saw a play?
It was Dracula, Comedy of Terrors. A Comedy of Horrors. Yeah.
Same thing.
It was great.
Was it terror? Was it horrible? Was it horrible? The root word there is whore. Why is that a bad thing? Why has that got negative connotations?
Do you know what the inverse of phallic is?
Potty positivity.
What do you call the inverse of the word phallic? Like, if you wanted to describe something as looking like a vagina.
Vagisil.
I think that's a medication.
No. Surely not.
There are two terms you can use. One's based off Greek.
Vaseline.
And the other is based off not Greek.
The first, based on not Greek.
Yeah.
What's not Greek?
Hindu.
So Hindus, if I said non-Greek, not Greek, to somebody, they'd know I'm talking about Hindu.
No.
I don't think Hindu's a language.
It's based off reason I said that is because it's from a religion. It's from the religion.
Hindi is a language.
Yeah.
You said Hindu.
Yeah, and the word is from the religion.
Okay.
So... there is
fine.
There is a god of fertility. Her name's Yanni, I think. And if you wanted to describe something as being appearing like a vagina, you might call it yonic.
Yonic.
Yeah, that's yonic. If you wanted to go with the Greek root. That's
totally yonic, bro.
The Greek root would be vulvic.
Vulvic. Yeah, that one has more of... yeah.
I feel like I've always heard yonic said more.
I've heard... truly, neither of them, but I know what a vulva is. Look at the imprint of my asshole. There is actually, so get this, right? When I just stood up right now and I looked at the imprint that my ass has left on the seat, because I'm a fat fuck.
You're not. You're literally like bulking.
What?
You're bulked. You're bulking. That's fine.
I'm bulging?
You're bulking?
I have a giant... No, I stand up and I see ass cheek, and in the middle, it's raised up. You raise me up. And so what is that? That is my asshole imprint.
What do you call...
a hippopotamus with no underwear.
A hippopotamus with no underwear. A guy?
It's a fucking regular hippopotamus. They don't usually wear underwear.
Yeah, I got it. So like, what's the deal? What's the big deal? What's the deal with airline
what's
food?
What's the deal with the rhinoceros without a cock in his...
huh?
Rhinoceros without a cock in his ass.
Huh?
Huh? I don't know. Let me cook.
The kitchen is yours.
The kitchen's mine. Gordon Ramsay, please let me cook for you. I will make you the worst eggs. The first time I ever tried to make eggs, I did not lube up the pan. I cracked the egg in the pan, burned immediately.
You gotta put like oil.
I didn't know that. How do you boil an egg?
You get the water, you add a little salt or a...
well, that's... whoa. Way too many steps. Okay.
Water. We egg, have, no. Done. Boiled. Where, done.
So when did you introduce the water into the scenario?
As soon That's as I said water.
Know. No, you want to boil an egg. Get Are you water. Following? No.
You got to get the water first, Tyler. You got to boil it first. And then when it reaches boiling, you add the egg.
We want to boil the egg, yeah. Not the water.
I'm going to kill him.
That's a threat. She threatens kids. She threatens adults.
I tell my kids I'm going to send them to the Shadow Realm if they don't do their work.
That's fucked up. I don't know what if I heard that as a kid, I would be traumatized because I don't know what that is, what that looks like. You're going to send them to hell.
I didn't say
not drawing good enough.
If they don't finish.
Ew.
What is one of the craziest things you've seen on the subway?
On the subway? I've seen a homeless man.
That's not crazy. That's like they live there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not on the subway very often, to be honest. But I've... yeah, I don't know. The homeless man, he had like a... He was like lying underneath like a blanket and he was smoking a cigarette. And he just like put it out on the floor and he was crying. Yeah, I haven't seen much. What have you seen on the subway?
You know, typical people begging for money. That one's okay. Whatever. One
mariachi
time...
Mariachi band?
I've not seen a mariachi band. I've seen like subway dancers.
Mm-hmm.
One time...
Pole. They dance on the pole.
Yeah, they dance on the pole and they go crazy jumping like it's monkey bars.
Did you see that video of the dude breaking the guitar?
No.
Yeah, there was a dude... I guess he was playing the guitar and some other guy takes the guitar from him and smashes it on the ground.
Did you know if you have a room in your house that you dedicate to a business and you call it a home office, it's a tax write-off?
This room, baby.
You got to, but you can't sleep in it. You got to sleep in like the hall.
What if, no.
I mean, maybe you could hide your bed in the closet. Get a pull-out couch.
I've thought about trying to put it in here. And sleeping in here, that would be hilarious. There's enough room.
You could, but like, what if this gets locked? Then you're going to be stuck forever.
It doesn't.
Is this yours?
No, it's my cousin's.
Well, okay. Fine. Fine.
Why?
No, I thought maybe
you
I
want
would,
it?
I was going to wear it and pretend to be you. We would like switch You'd seats be not. And everything.
Well, you would be pretending to be my cousin. That's my flannel. I lied. I don't have a cousin.
You don't have any cousins?
I don't have any family at all. It's just me.
I don't know if I believe you. Where'd you come from?
Oh my god, Prince?
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 What?
Prince?
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 What the fuck are you saying to me?
Oh my god, Prince?
My onk?
Prince.
This is an ankh. This is an Egyptian symbol. Prince wore a like something, like a combination of the Mars and Jupiter symbol or something, but like Venus and something.
I'm pretty Venus sure that's Jupiter. Prince.
No, bro, this is an Egyptian symbol.
Guys, tell me in the comments, is that Prince or what?
You're going to be proven wrong on your own podcast again.
What do you mean again? I'm never wrong. On my this is my podcast. Okay, don't insult me like that. Again? Are you shitting on my cock?
I want to be a cowboy, baby. I want to be a cowboy.
Okay, what's stopping you?
No cows. They all went home.
Oh, they all went home. You had a bunch of cows and you missed your chance.
Yep. Somebody else brought the cows home.
When the cows come home.
And they did.
And they did. And they did.
And they did. And they didn't come home.
When the cows come, you won't be hear about that till the cows come home. When they do come home, they won't be there because you don't own the cows. You stole them.
Can
you load a cow up into your car and drive around?
Somebody did try to do that.
Yeah.
In Texas, obviously, but like.
No, it wasn't a cow. It was a
longhorn.
I know what you're talking about.
You sure it wasn't a cow? I think it was a cow. Like some dude like sawed off half like the passenger side.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I think it was a cow. Like the police pulled him over and they were like, "Hey, buddy, what's all this?
what's going on here?" No, maybe it was a cow. All I know is they put a big animal in their car and drove, which I don't. How much do cows weigh?
A lot.
A lot. Probably
big fuckers.
A hefty amount. Big fuckers they are. Large and in charge.
Have you ever been to a state fair?
Have I ever been? Yeah, I've been. I mean, does the Meadowlands count?
No, that the Jersey one is more carny.
Yeah, the Meadowlands State Fair is just like they literally set it up in the parking lot. And it's not like, fuck that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Portable roller coasters should not exist.
Yeah.
Imagine testing a roller coaster. What kind of fucking horrible job that would be.
They usually put dummies on it.
Makes sense.
And like, oftentimes it's Six Flags if stuff isn't calibrated right. They have to like, put a dummy on it to test it. And sometimes they come back without heads.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. So like, but before they had dummies though, then they would put humans on them. How many people do you think died testing roller coasters?
Maybe one.
Just one?
Maybe.
Maybe one.
Maybe one. Like, how many people really want to volunteer to be strapped to like a machine of
it's not
of
metal well, and death? Well, maybe they didn't volunteer. Maybe they had to. Maybe they were forced.
Are you saying there is a conspiracy?
There's a conspiracy. Okay, back in the day, way back in the day, they don't do it anymore. They use dummies now. Okay, they use dummies now because they have the advanced technology to create a 200-pound dummy. Okay. Back in the day, before they had all that advanced technology, people put people on death row.
Make them go on roller coasters.
That'd be pretty invigorating. As my last thing in life, it's a pretty noble cause. You ever think about how many people had to figure out if like what was poisonous? Imagine being like a person way back in the like. Okay, imagine having to forage for food. Would you know what's poisonous? We'd have to, with AI, we're really getting to a point in society where we're forgetting things. I was taught, I had this production job on Thanksgiving Day, and one of the dudes was talking like that. He was talking about futurists.
Oh, brother.
And I was like, dude, no one knows what, you can't predict the future. And he was talking about how we're losing skills because
I mean we are there is a noticeable drop in like the aptitude of students today.
It's true people forgot about grammar once I feel like phones, like you really don't need to go to school anymore.
That's real bad.
I mean, you could learn whatever you want if people, it's never like, no one has ever gone to school, hated math, been forced to learn it, and then like been a mathematician. It's never happened. I'm saying we abolish school so that people, they'll just use my coupon code for Skillshare and learn what you need. I bought a month of Skillshare, never getting that shit again. You can learn whatever you want on YouTube.
The code for Skillshare from our podcast for our special discount is Brain Dribble, but the E is a code 3.
Brain.
Yeah.
I think Brain Dribble would be a long coupon code. Go to skillshare.com/braindribblepodcast.com at the end of all that. It says .com again. I feel like you're not having it. I feel like you hate me.
I don't hate you.
You do. I can see it in your eyes.
This is not the eyes of hatred.
I can see it in your eyebrows, the way you hate me. I don't know what emotion that was.
Someone notices my eyebrows. Oh, thank you. I work so hard on these.
You work? I'm fucking...
When I went to the barber, they took my eyebrows. They stole my eyebrows when I went to the barber last time.
Well, clearly not.
I thought he was like trimming the edges to shape it. He gave me pencil thin line eyebrows.
But they're right there.
They are now, but he stole my eyebrows.
What did he do with them?
He added them to his own.
He added them to his collection.
Like his eyebrows. Are like
He's got a wall of like eyebrows and just like, the names of the victims that he's taken eyebrows from. You go to the cleaners for your hair, which is what it is. The haircut is really just like taking your clothes to the dry cleaners, but it's for your hair. So like you can't because you have to pick it up like a day later. So you got to drop off your hair. So you do that, but then you realize, oh shit, it's hair. And once you detach it, you can't get it back. So basically what I'm saying, to make a long story short, he thought that you wanted your eyebrows cleaned.
I never got them back.
Yeah, you did.
Not from him.
Not those ones, but these ones. Isn't
These
that
are
crazy?
New eyebrows.
You ever think about how hair is just constantly sliding slowly out
not
of your
sliding?
Yeah, it is.
It's not sliding.
If you,
pasta.
Yes,
it's sliding like Play-Doh pasta.
Sliding out of the thing.
Yeah, it's not sliding.
Then what would you call it if it's not sliding?
I'm so glad
since you know everything.
I do. I would call it growing. Like most people would.
That's bullshit. You know it, okay?
I'm afraid of going bald. I've been considering shaving my head to see what it would be like, but I think I might have a headphone dent.
A what?
I don't think I would... A headphone dent. Like, you wear headphones.
I know I do.
I'm so afraid.
I have the headphone dent.
Like, it can go away because it's just an impression from pressure. Like, it'll go away, but, like, I'm afraid...
I feel like at some
like
point...
Like Tyler 1's headphone dent?
Hmm?
Tyler 1.
Yeah. I follow in his footsteps with his name and with the headphone dent.
Just don't play League and you'll be fine.
Oh, thank God. I'm on the righteous path of not playing League ever. I played it once, thought it was the dumbest shit. I don't understand. I like a chill game, like Farm
Stardew Valley?
Yeah. Farming Valley. I think that's what they call
it. I'm really bad at that game.
How are you bad at it?
Because I'll play it for a little bit and then like I'll launch the day again and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I don't want to keep
it. Doesn't matter.
You can
do whatever you want.
But there's so much pressure.
There's pressure. You feel anxiety when you play Stardew Valley.
There's so much pressure to get everything done before the third year because Grandpa's going to rise from the dead to yell at you.
Oh, I didn't get shit done by the third year. And I got that cutscene and I didn't know he's yelling at me. He's mad at me.
I mean...
Have I disappointed my grandfather in Stardew
possibly.
Valley?
Yeah.
I've been neglecting my farm for a while.
My uncle recommended a game to me.
Doom.
Zork.
He made that up. You made that up right now.
I got it on Steam for the autumn sale. It was $3 for Zork. The entire anthology.
How many Zork games are there?
Six.
The whole Zork package $3.
It's a text adventure game. One of the ones where you type like, look up, look east, go west. One of those.
So it's like...
I was reading the instruction manual because it comes with a PDF. Like you go to launch the game and in the menu is an instruction
manual.
Dude,
if you need a PDF to learn how to play your game, it's not a good game.
In the manual, it's like if you have a color monitor, you can type color and the text will become colored. This won't work if your monitor does not have color. You can make a transcript of your actions and send it to your printer. So
what
your
an
printer
important clarification
print
to make
done.
That if your monitor is black and white, you won't see the color. That's really important to know.
It's crazy. You can like send your game to your printer so you can know what you've done.
How do you play this game?
You have to
type
stuff.
Is it just a command prompt and it's just you type things in?
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks.
I love that.
I would rather play checkers.
You have to think like of all of some of like a bunch of different things and actions that you could do. So you're like,
how many things can you do?
You can use a sword. You can swing a sword.
Is it in the mat? What are you swinging a sword at?
You can jump
at?
In a pile of leaves, and the game is like, congratulations, you can now graduate the second grade.
I do remember that test at the end of second grade where the trick is you have to jump into a pile of leaves. You never really know what it takes to like sometimes they don't tell you. It's not given. You gotta jump in the pile of leaves to graduate second grade. It took me a while to figure that one out. You just kind of try a bunch of different things and whatever.
I used to love doing that as a kid, though. It was a barrel of monkeys.
I was always worried about like what would be in the leaves. I still am.
That's what I worry about now, because there was a Calvin and Hobbes comic where he's like, you gotta look out for the slugs, Calvin. There are slugs in the leaves. And then he stopped jumping in the piles of leaves.
The town over from me, one time they found a dead body in the leaves.
What?
A woman just on the side of the road covered in leaves.
Was it in a pile like someone tried to hide it?
I think she just was like, oh, this is a blanket. And then she got in the leaves and suffocated.
I mean, do you want to hear about the gruesome murder that was near my house?
Sure.
Well, it happened a very long time ago. I'm not going to specify when, because then people will find out where I live based off this. But there was a woman living in a house, and she would go to the town council meeting, like, a lot, because she cared about the small town, like,
activity. You gotta care activity. About the town.
Yeah. So, and every time she would go up and make, like, she would talk about something, she would say, oh, I think this, I think that, and she would always finish with, my name is so-and-so, and I live at this address. Which was a legal requirement at the time. You had to say your name and where you lived. And what happened?
Why are they making you dox yourself like that?
To show that you live in the town?
Fine.
Yeah, this guy's from Vermont, and he's trying to get in with our local small town politics. He doesn't live here.
That's the big ruse. He's going on all the online forums and pulling people from all across the globe to come here and push for reform in the town. We need that newspaper sooner.
I didn't even get to the murder yet.
Oh yeah, someone died.
Yeah, so like she would be driven home by like the town treasurer or secretary, whatever. And
because she can't drive because she was a fucking drunk bitch.
No, I think it's believed that she was in witness protection, actually.
Oh, probably for the murder.
No, that murder hasn't happened yet.
What do you mean?
It didn't happen yet. You keep interrupting me. I'm not going to be able to tell a story. This woman was at her house.
Oh my God, tell the story faster then.
She opened the door because someone was at the door. And this person entered the house unforcibly, meaning she opened the door. They found her body like tied to a chair and her house was burned down. And the fire department came, huge investigation. They never caught the guy.
Damn.
And it's believed that she died.
How did they know she was tied to a chair? Because the house burned down,
but they still found her body. Bones. Like she had been like beaten, right? She got hit a lot. And then she died to the wounds that were inflicted on her.
Not the fire. Would you rather die from being beaten or from a fire?
I think being beaten. Dying to a fire sounds awful.
Yeah.
So like it goes through all the different layers of your skin and then it just goes on your nerves. Like that's awful. That's going to hurt. Yeah.
No, that would fucking stink. I would hate that. That would be like the worst. The most biggest bummer. That would ruin my day.
It really would. It really would.
That would put a real damper on my day, my otherwise wonderful day. My day was great, except from the part where my flesh melted and I had to breathe that in. I mean, that's like gotta be like top 10 worst things to breathe in, the smoke from your burning flesh. What do you think?
I've been told that, people, coroners, people who go to like clean up crime scenes, people who die in fires smell like barbecue.
Yum. I guess I want to try human. Listen. This is an idea that I've thought of a lot.
I don't know if you should say this on a podcast.
This is a comedy podcast. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, it's Irish. Go ahead.
It's all jokes. Listen. If somebody died, they had it in their will. They wanted you to eat their forearm. Would you try them? That's like, all they wanted. That was their dying wish.
Like, if it was their dying wish and I knew the person, probably. I don't want to just eat a random guy. I don't know what he was up to.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know his medical history. What if he's got
nothing disease? Will happen to you if you eat it. You find that out. It'll be fine. He wants you to do it.
I mean, it depends on how it's prepared.
How would you like your human?
Probably like any one of the ways that they did it on Hannibal.
On Hannibal?
Yeah, the TV show Hannibal.
It was a show? I thought it was a movie.
It was you were thinking of The Silence of the Lambs. That's the movie. The show is Hannibal.
I haven't seen it. Either of them.
Show is very good.
How did they prepare the human? Lotion on the skin?
No, like full on like Michelin stars, like
Gordon Ramsay would be proud.
Yeah.
So how, what did they do? What was their process like?
There were so many.
So many processes.
On a charcuterie board. Like if they like dried it like charcuterie board style. At least I would feel fancy.
Ooh, that would be, that's the most fucking, wow, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the most brutal way to eat a human.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I would probably go for like maybe a jerky or like a steak, like a marinated something. But you want just like cold cuts, like on a platter.
Well, it would have to be like seasoned and processed, but yeah.
You eat it with some cheese? What cheese would go with human? Let me know in the comments. Gordon Ramsay, what?
Yeah, can we get the experts weigh in on this, please?
And I need a wine pairing as well, because that's what the fancies do.
How about a nice Merlot?
I'm not a big fan of red wine.
Then why did you ask for a wine pairing?
Well, contrary to popular belief, you can drink white wine with a steak, with a human. I know everyone's saying that with a human you gotta have a red wine, but I think you could have a white wine with a forearm. Dude, what about like ass meat? Like that would be like Wagyu, like marbled. Dude, fatty, it's like a, fatty,
it's like a
ass
whole symbolism thing.
A Wagyu marbled fatty ass.
You got to think about the presentation.
A Wagyu marbled fatty ass.
I know that's what you are, but what am I?
You call my ass fat. That's a compliment.
Wagyu.
They give a whole new meaning to eating ass.
I was once at a metal show and they made a song. This band made a song about this cannibal who was eating ass, literally, and I was like,
on stage?
And then that's what the song was about. And then they were like, this one goes out to eating ass.
Was it by Ice Spice, perhaps? By chance?
No. And I was like, yeah. And then my friend was like, dude, what the fuck? Shut up. I'm like, no, it's funny.
What's funny? Eating ass?
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about
literally
eating ass. Nothing funny.
Cheering on, like, being the sole person in a venue to say, yeah, to when someone's like, this one goes out to eating ass.
Oh, you screamed out, yeah?
Yeah.
You were cheering for eating ass.
I was. I thought it was funny. I thought it was like a funny thing to cheer for.
No, there's nothing funny about eating ass.
You're really putting me on.
To what? Like to like a new genre of music?
You know, I was watching an episode of Dr. House.
And it's Dr. House? What is this show called?
It's called House MD.
So it's Dr. House MD.
It's House MD. Or sometimes just House.
Extreme Home Makeover. Doctor Extreme Home Makeover MD. House. Move that bus. Ty Pennington, great hair.
So many families were ruined because of that show. Move that bus show. What was that? Extreme Home Makeovers? What show was that?
I just said it.
What was it?
Extreme Home Makeover. Okay, Family Edition.
Family Edition, yeah. They would put a hot tub in the kids' room. Sorry.
I fucked that up. Extreme Makeover Home Edition. That's what it was.
They messed up so many lives on that show.
Yeah, by providing families with shit that they clearly couldn't afford.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Impractical Jokers?
I've been told that no one in particular, but I've been told that I look like an impractical joker. And
yeah, you have the hair.
And I don't know how to feel about that. Cool. I look like I'm in my 40s.
No, eventually you'll look like that guy. Like, for real.
What guy? Which one?
I don't know, Sal?
I'm not Sal. I don't look like Sal. Put a picture of me and Sal next to each other.
I don't think his name's Sal.
I almost got Subway today because I had a coupon. So the coupon was for buy one, get one. You get two feet of sandwich for the price of 1 foot of sandwich. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So I go up to the Subway, and on the door, what is there? A note that says, due to price increases, we're no longer taking that coupon. Then why'd you put it out in the magazine? Why'd you put out a flyer that has a buy one, get one, if you can't buy one, get one? Brief. And you know what? It saved me $8. Yeah. Saved me the money that I spent on the food just earlier is what I would have spent on the... Mm-hmm. So, fuck Subway. Fuck that shit. It's fucking dumb, stupid Jeffrey Bezos. No. What's the guy? Who's the guy here?
Dahmer?
No. He's not Jeff. Jared.
What's up with you and dudes named Jeff?
Jeff is a popular name.
You want to know the craziest thing I've ever seen?
What?
Scratch that. I don't think I'm allowed to say this on TV. I don't think I'm allowed to say.
Well,
this
good thing we're podcast. Not on. Good thing we're not on TV, and good thing we're on my podcast because I do worse. Whatever you're about to say, we talked about eating human.
Yeah, well, anyone can talk about eating human.
It's better if you do it.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, I'm sick of people talking about eating human like they're like actually put your money where your mouth is. You know, literally, eat a human.
I was at a vampire ball in New Orleans.
Eat a human.
Did not.
Eat the blood.
Saw it happen.
Blood sauce. Wait, what?
Saw it happen.
You saw somebody drink blood?
It was stage, theatrical, but Yeah, I got you going there for a second.
See, you always pull the rug out from under me. You say these crazy things and they're not true.
But it is true.
You're fucking lying. So, okay. Was that it?
They had a whole sexy,
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of drinking blood. I think that's hot as hell. That's sexy.
Yeah, you know, when you're raised Catholic, yeah, that's pretty hot.
When you are a vampire, that would probably, you know.
It was burlesque. That's what it's called. It was burlesque. Craziest, most insane burlesque I've ever seen.
Is that
nothing will ever top it.
Is that short for burlap sack-esque?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Do you want to hear about some Russian experiments?
Sleep.
No, that's fake.
That's fake. That's you know fake. The image. You know the
we,
picture.
We
I'm
all
thinking
know
about.
The image. It's fake.
You know the picture of the guy. Like, it's not real.
It's fake.
Nothing happens if you stay up. I want to do a challenge. I've been doing, going to do YouTube challenges. I should probably try staying up. I was going to try to listen to all of Lil B's music, The Bass God. It's like it would take like a week straight to listen to all of his music. Would that be funny? Would that be worth doing?
No.
No. Why do I want to?
You can do that. It doesn't have to be like something you monetize your life on. You can have hobbies.
I can have a hobby, take a week off, listen to Lil B straight through. You were saying?
That's kind of fucked up.
What was it? They killed the dog?
Decapitated a dog.
Yeah, I've never even considered cutting the head off a dog. I think I'm a pretty good person because of that. And I hate some dogs. The one downstairs. I didn't think about cutting his head off, though.
How thin are your walls?
I mean, it's known. It's a known fact. This dog hates men, so naturally, as a man, not going to have a great relationship with the creature. But all I'm saying is that given all the animosity that is existing, I don't want to cut his head off that bad.
I knew a trans woman who worked on a farm with horses, and before she knew she was trans, she was questioning, and there was a horse who hated men. And she goes by this horse, and she's just cleaning up the area, and her coworker is like, oh my god, like, the horse doesn't care about you at all. And they're like, oh my god, this horse just assigned me my gender.
They were a man at the time?
Horse. Yeah.
That's... Dude, horses? No. They know. They could sense
horses
vibes.
Are God's most fucked up creatures.
Did you know that when they kill, they would have to put a horse down? It's called destroying the horse.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. Ask the horse racer people. Ask people who euthanize horses why that it's called destroying a horse.
Did you know that horses are really fucked up internally? In terms of biology.
I could imagine, given the way that we've fucked up every animal known to man.
Horses have evolved to not have a diaphragm. So how do they breathe?
So how do they don't get the hiccups?
When they run their insides slosh back and forth in place of their diaphragm to work their lungs.
What? That's pretty cool.
Isn't that fucked up?
I mean, does it hurt them?
No, I just think that they are God's least favorite creature.
I mean, they must not have needed the diaphragm in the first place if they seem to be doing all right. Did they live longer with diaphragms? How long ago did they lose them?
I'm not a horse scientist.
Then how do you know this? How do you know some of the information?
You ever cut open a horse?
No, have you?
No.
I'm not convinced.
I'm normal.
You keep saying that. You can say that all you want.
So normal. Oh my god.
That's what a normal person would say. Hi, I'm normal.
Did you know this isn't my real voice?
All right, do your real voice.
When I was a kid, I was bullied for having a high-pitched voice, so I intentionally made my voice monotone, and I've been talking monotone like my whole life since then.
So what's your real voice?
I sound very white.
Put on your white voice.
Oh, well, if you insist, yeah, of course I can put on my real voice. I sound like a person from TV. This is my actual real voice.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
There's something that's like...
It sounds a little bit like a customer service voice, but I assure you, this is my real voice.
Yeah, it sounds like the way you'd like try to talk on the phone to somebody if you want to like be like...
Hi, welcome to Brain Dribble, the podcast where we talk about dribble from brains.
What is this?
This is your free promo.
Oh, thank you. I'm This is your real voice.
This is my honest to God real voice.
So like when the guard, when no one's paying attention, when the
no, like
behind closed
my
doors,
actual voice has evolved into me being this monotone.
Hmm. I wonder if I ever had a not monotone voice. I can't think of a time where I didn't. I think it might be the dashitism.
The dashitism.
That God added into the ingredients list when he made me.
I got that ADD.
Mm-hmm. Not ADHD.
No, ADD. Not ADD. I have ADD.
You do not have the H.
I don't have hyperactivity.
No heroin.
No.
No, I don't think I ever had a not monotone voice. Maybe. I don't know. I just didn't have much of a social life growing up.
I had.
And then I had all my friends on the internet. So, you know, how that goes.
That's what it's like when your parents are either really strict or you just grow up in a small town.
Or both.
Yeah. Been there. Small town. Very strict parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
I wasn't allowed to watch Toonami.
I wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats.
I wasn't allowed to watch Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I wasn't allowed to watch...
I still did.
Fuck, what's the lightning guy? He's got the...
Lightning Queen?
No. Cartoon on like Cartoon Network. Static Shock. Wasn't allowed to watch it.
That was a great show.
Right?
Taught a lot about life.
I wish I was allowed to watch it. It was to the point where, like, when I was probably 18 at this point, I was still living in my parents' house. I was in the middle of watching a movie. My mom goes, looks up the movie that I'm watching and tells me to turn it off.
That's crazy. I mean, up until I went away for college, my parents used to take my phone and my mom would go through it.
That's never happened to me. I've never had that. That's a little different. That's like an invasion of privacy type.
I know all my passwords because of that. Because I used to have to log out and log back in to be able to use like Twitter.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Do you know that when they did the Microsoft account merger, they revoked my access to the game until I paid the other half? Because the price, it used to be $15. Now it's $30. They made me pay the $15.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
And I lost my username. I lost my skin. I lost all of it. That's fucking bullshit.
That is.
I hate. Fuck you, Microsoft. I used to be Team Microsoft all the way. I would rather use Apple now. All right, here's a bit that I wanted to try doing on the podcast. Close your eyes and let's create an audio atmosphere, okay? Let's create a world, okay? I'm envisioning a world where the world is your oyster and it's literally just the earth is an entire oyster.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, the world is an oyster. You're in it.
Is it like a clam or a mussel?
It's a clam. It's closed. You're inside of it. You're trapped. And it's dark.
Do we have any lights?
You have to get crafty. You have to find a way to create a light source in this clam.
I'm going to start looking around for sticks.
Looking around for sticks in the clam?
Is there no sticks in this clam? Is it just me?
No, man. It's just a fucking sloshy tongue. Like clams are weird, man. You know?
Well,
how they got that soft. Are you ever? Yeah, clams gross. Oyster. I'd fucking changed it halfway through. The world is your oyster. You're inside of it.
Okay. I feel like all you're doing is making me think I'm trapped in an oyster.
Yeah, it's dark. See?
Can I get out?
Let
me out.
No.
I start banging on the walls of the oyster.
All right, you can open your eyes.
Whoa, the world.
Whoa, we just exited an oyster.
All right, it's time for the game.
It's time for the game.
The game is...
The rapper?
No. The game is anthropomorphic. Smash or pass.
Okay. So, explain to me how this is going to work, because...
Okay. I'm going to describe a date to you, like you're on a date with a lady.
Okay.
And you are going to decide at the end of the night whether or not this person is for you.
Okay. Whether or not I would like to lay.
Yeah. Could even go beyond laying.
Okay.
Could go into could marriage. Go beyond laying. You could get married.
You could get married to this. Okay.
So insert music here for game show.
There's no music.
Okay. All right. So, first date. You are on Bumble or whatever dating app you might want to use.
Already a bad sign.
You really hit it off. You know, you and this other person both swipe right.
In the text chat.
Yeah, and you have similar interests. You both like the outdoors. And this lady, she's very pretty. She's just your type. She's like, hey, do you want to meet me at the park? And sure. We can go on a nature walk.
Let's go on a nature walk.
All right. You arrive at the park. It's about midday. And this woman is like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I've really enjoyed talking to you these past few days. We really seem to be like, we seem to be conversing really well. And then...
No one ever says that.
Who cares?
We seem to be conversing very well. It is an honor to meet you.
And then, you know, you go on a lovely nature walk, but you've noticed that every time, like, there is, like, a seed on the ground or an acorn, she puts it in her pocket.
She's got a collection.
Yeah, she's got a collection. And eventually she's like, oh, by the way, I have something to tell you. She takes off her skirt and she reveals that under her skirt she's got a squirrel tail. And, like, below the knee, like, squirrel legs. Is this a deal breaker, she asks.
So it's thigh.
No, below the knee.
Yes.
Yeah, so human thigh and so squirrel tail.
It's thigh, knee, squirrel leg. Human height, squirrel leg.
Yeah. And she's got a squirrel tail. But you seem to be hitting it off. She's pretty cute.
But human thighs.
Yeah.
I guess it's how we're hitting it off really well.
Yeah.
And everything else is like perfect.
Like, can you get past this?
Is she okay if I'm like, find it funny? Can I laugh at it? Can I make fun of it?
Probably.
She knows that's because it's crazy.
Yeah.
She's self-aware.
Yeah.
I guess I could fuck a squirrel.
There you have it. Victory
music. Is that what you wanted? You want me to say I would fuck a squirrel?
It goes further. It goes further. Okay. Close your eyes again.
Okay.
You had your first date. You've kind of had your second date as well, and things seem to be going well. It's now entering winter, and she asks if you're willing to move in together. Like, maybe she moves into your place or you move into hers. Doesn't really matter. It's both houses, you know, apartments, whatever.
Yeah, places.
Places.
Things.
And people, you know, you find that, you know, as it gets closer to winter, she's spending a lot of money on nuts. Like, a lot of your money on nuts.
My money.
Like, if you give her any amount of money, she's going to spend it on nuts, and she's going to spend hours digging in your front or backyard, just putting the nuts in there and hiding them.
Okay. This is like equivalent to a hobby for her, burying nuts.
It seems very, very important to her.
This is getting problematic. I can't tell anyone this. Like, you got to keep that a secret. You can't say, oh, it's my girlfriend. She's burying her nuts in the yard like she does. That's her favorite thing. Okay, continue.
Going to stay in the relationship? Like, this is like something she's not willing to compromise on. She's like, I have to do this.
And it's only in the winter.
like are again only building like up to winter in the fall.
Only like pre-hibernation.
Yeah.
She hibernates? What's going on there? Is that the next question? Am I getting ahead of myself?
I think you're getting out of your
I'm phone. Getting way ahead of myself. Okay. Sure, you know, I've looked past she's half squirrel at this point, so you know, I knew what I signed up for. Okay, next question.
Next question. You can have a lovely rest of your life together, no more like problems relating to her squirreling. Are you like, is everything good with this, or are you gonna like
human coochie?
Human coochie.
No other caveats. She doesn't hibernate. Does she hibernate? What's the
She'll
deal
take
there?
Longer naps in the winter, but that's it.
I guess I'm spending the rest of my life with a squirrel.
And there you have it.
Sandy Cheeks, where you at?
Okay, are you ready for round two?
Different scenario?
Different scenario.
All right.
Different person, different scenario.
Okay.
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 All right. Okay. You are walking through the woods, right?
Like you do.
Like you do. You're walking through the woods and you see like a burly like lumberjack lady who is like chopping down a tree. But she's not like super built. Like she's pretty built, but you know, she's got like, she's really toned, right? She's toned. And she's chopping down a tree all by herself, and she's like chopping it into like firewood, and she's like bundling it up. Are you going to strike up a conversation with her? She waves at you because she sees
you
coming.
Hold on. I like the idea that you chop a tree enough and then it becomes firewood.
Yeah, that's how, that's how it works.
Like once it becomes small enough, then it can be burned. Okay, continue. You can't light a tree because you can't light a tree on fire. But once it's small enough, then you can. Okay, she's cutting the firewood,
and she's like, "Hey, how's it going? You know, I haven't really seen you around here. Are you new? You just going for a little walk?
Are you new?
Are you new in
town? Yeah, I'm brand new."
Are you new in town?
Not in
just
town.
Move in.
Just
she's striking
new.
Up a conversation. She's striking up a conversation. She's like, "Oh yeah, I just have to drop this off back at my place. Do you want to like have some mead? I make my own beer."
Right? Okay.
She makes her own beer.
Pretty badass.
Are you going to go back to her cabin in the woods?
Hell yeah, let's have some mead. Let's get fucked up.
All right. You go back to the cabin in the woods. And you're having a great time. Firewood's burning in the fireplace. You're enjoying some lovely stew because she's a very welcoming person. She wants to give you some hospitality, right? You're visiting her house. She's giving you this lovely mead, by the way. It's a honey-based mead. It's got a little bit of berries in it, some blueberries, some raspberries.
Love blueberries.
Oh, yeah. A lot of blueberries.
Love honey.
Yeah.
Love beer. It's all my favorite things.
And she's like, "I'm getting a little warm. I'm going to take some layers off." And as she takes off her layers, forearm and below the knee, bear. Bare arms, bare legs, bare ears, bare tail.
I can't do bare hands. You set up this scenario. We weren't like previously getting along like amazingly well. So she just like strips down and
she's just taken off some layers. She's not stripped. She's just taken off some layers. She took off a coat and like
bare
some overalls.
Claws? No.
No, not like full on claws, but like bare hair.
Nah.
Like, paw. Like the hands are empty of fur, like
so
the palm.
Just this part is fur of a bear.
Yeah, up to the, like the back of the hand.
And the what about the legs? Knee ankle?
Down bear.
Just hairy.
Like bear. Bear ears, though, and bear tail. I don't know if either of those are a plus or a minus.
Bear tail barely exists.
I mean, depending on your answer, it might.
What?
Depending on your answer, you might get bear tail.
Bear tail. Hey. I'm trying to get tail. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good on the bear.
All right. So you're passing.
I'm going to pass on the bear.
Would you like to know what the second step was if you said yes?
Okay. Yeah.
Second step was you invite her back to your place at some point, and she sleeps on your couch for the next like few months because she goes into hibernation.
Right. So I just got this lumberjack lady, bear, hybrid.
Yeah.
Crashing on my couch.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't, you know, she doesn't have to be fed for like a quarter of the year. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
But no, not the bear.
All right. The last one is the ultimate test. I can do
squirrel, but not bear.
Right. Like you draw the line at something that can kill you. I see.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't feel threatened. Covered. Like I did in that scenario.
Coward.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Next is the... Okay, we
How
have...
How many rounds are we doing?
We have... I can either give you the last round or another round, and then the last one.
Let's do one more.
Last round. Okay. The scene is set. You are in the middle of Nevada.
Okay. Why the hell am I there?
You're living in your RV.
Oh, God.
And it's the middle of the night. You're listening to your ham radio.
What am I? Whoa, okay.
You're listening to your radio. And then all of a sudden, you're...
Ham radio? No, let me finish your scenario. I'll see if you got it right.
You're listening to your radio, and then you go, and you look out the window, because there's a bunch of flashing lights in the sky, multicolored lights.
Mm-hmm.
And... you're like, whoa, what is that? Is that like the northern lights in Nevada? And you like step outside. It's the middle of the night. The sky is full of stars. And you realize that those flashing lights you see are actually an alien spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a flying saucer. And then a beam of light comes down, right? Beam of light comes down. And then you are floating through the air. Up this beam of light.
What did the radio have to do with anything?
I was setting the scene.
So, all right, I was listening to my ham radio. I was listening to truckers talk. Ham radio.
You're obviously on the lookout for whatever this is, right?
Okay, I'm in a spaceship now.
You're in a spaceship, and around you...
freshly abducted...
And around you are a bunch of, like, humanoid, but mostly, like, squid or octopi-like beings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like...
Cephalopods.
And they're, like, our species needs to reproduce. Will you reproduce with us? We can appear as anything you want. And then, like, a bunch of them all turn into, like... just a bunch of naked ladies of all types.
So down.
Yeah?
Dude, I'm a dumb man. That's a good scenario.
All right. Well, the bad news is that step two, they let you go home and you're boy pregnant because it's like The Sims.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah. They didn't tell you that part.
They reproduce into me.
Yeah. You didn't notice.
Oh, shit. What a big mistake. Lust, guys. Biggest sin. One of the seven sins.
Now, are you going to do anything about it? Or are you going to...
This is why we wait till marriage. What am I going to...
Occasionally, one will come visit you and be like, hey, do you need help with anything? Or are you just good to chill? Do you want to come back with us?
I've been having really bad morning sickness. Like every morning. It's really bad.
They can't help you with that.
Fuck. Can they help me with anything?
They can get you like they can help you be set up with like a get you to get set up with a mammogram, right? They can refer you, they can help you get referred to a medical practice.
Uh-huh.
They can help you like with all the right. medical aspect of being pregnant, but they cannot like actually make this go any faster.
Okay.
They're down to like hang out and eat Cheetos in your RV.
Oh hell yeah, dude. Hang out? Are they still naked ladies?
They can be, yeah.
That's fine with me. I'll be pregnant if I could hang out with some naked ladies and eat Cheetos.
There you have it. So
I'm a simple
it looks
man.
Like it looks like aliens have won your heart.
And they'll like lick the Cheeto dust off their fingers and it'd be really cool.
Just like that one song.
What was there more to that?
That was the scenario. That was the scenario. Yeah.
What I do give you birth. What's that like? How do I give shit it out on my ass? How do I give birth to this thing? Have you ever seen the movie Titane? Kind of reminds me of that.
They can do a C-section. if you want to do a C-section, like you can get a C.
That movie's so fucked up. The French. What is wrong with you people?
They're French. So jot that down.
Fucking fuck, dude. Shit. Okay.
They can like, I mean, time comes around. It's time to give birth. You can either go get a C-section, or it's gonna come out your dick.
It's C-section. Nuh-uh. You don't give birth out your dick. That's rule number one. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
Sounds no.
really bad. The worst sounding experience ever.
Is that what? So I give birth to my beautiful baby child.
Yeah, and it's a squid creature.
Squid creature.
It's an alien, like full alien, but it has your face.
It's got my eyes.
It's got your eyes. Yeah, sure.
I don't know what my options are. I don't,
they would like to take the kids because the entire idea was for you. Know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. There you go. They leave your life now there is a gaping hole in your heart.
Oh.
And now you wonder what could have been.
What could have been had I stayed with those legion of alien naked women?
What if what could have been?
I really wish I stayed with them.
You could have also stayed with Squirrel Girl.
I'm staying with Squirrel Girl. Yeah. She's chill as hell.
Over the aliens?
Over the aliens. I mean, it's a harem of women. That's pretty cool, but they're going to keep on trying. I know the deal. They get one squid baby out of me, they're going to want another.
Oh, no, it wasn't
And then they're
going
to want another, and then they're going to want another.
It wasn't one.
Five? Octomom. Octodad, remember that game? Octodad?
Yeah.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you for joining me. That was a pleasure.
Anytime you want to reimagine these scenarios, now you can just listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I would have never come up with octopus alien women impregnating me.
Cheetos.
Cheeto dust is the important part. That's the biggest takeaway is the Cheeto dust. If it weren't for the Cheetos, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, they wouldn't even hit you up if you didn't have Cheetos.
If you're gonna try and impregnate me, at least give me some Cheetos, okay? Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, there's something wrong with you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'll see you next time. Peace out.
Bye.